From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Which is dirtier? Cash, coins, credit cards, or a public bathroom?
Cash.
You'd think that. One would think cash and coins would be the worst. Cash, coins, credit cards, or a public bathroom? Which has more germs? What's dirtier? What's
credit
dirtier?
Credit cards?
No, you'd think that too. Not number one.
Coins?
No, less than cash.
Really, is it a public bathroom?
No. Public bathroom's down.
The cash, dirtiest, coin, credit card,
well,
public bathroom.
The dirtiest thing.
Okay, I've guessed them all.
Yeah, the dirtiest thing, though, that we put our fingers on and our hands on.
Cell phone.
On a regular basis, a McDonald's door handle.
Oh, come on.
A McDonald's door handle.
Well, do they test?
Most bacteria. Number two, park bench, parking meter, credit card,
parking
public bathroom,
meter.
Cash, coins, and a subway pole. This was done in New York City.
Do they check other fast food places?
I don't know.
Do they check their own cell phones?
These are public things. These are, you know, yes, our cell phones are filthy. But on average, a McDonald's door handle has the most bacteria of anything in public that you're going
to
touch.
I have to wonder if they checked every fast food
You know,
place.
But when I go to like a theme park, you know, I go to my favorite theme park all the time down at the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
And I touch handrails and things like that. I don't want to touch anything before I can wash my hands. I'm become such a germaphobe.
I don't understand the whole parking meter.
Yeah, who's got parking? Well, in New York City. New York City, yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
That's a big deal.
Are you, like, touching the parking meter all over?
Well, yeah, you twist the knob.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's got one of the digital ones, you're pushing the digital buttons. So.
That's true. Yeah. I think the keypads for the stores... You know,
yeah, those are gross, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's get this out. I don't want to leave the house now. All right. What's going on?
Well, Ellen has re-upped for 3 more years of her daily talk
thank
fest.
The maker!
I know. Now people can get engaged and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
If she had quit, Jada Pinkett Smith might have launched the show. Or worse, old Kimmy
oh,
Kardashian.
Oh, no,
have.
That can't happen. No, that can't happen.
And
no.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Now, Ellen, who, by the way, adores
she
Kim.
She does. She adores Kim.
She would probably she'd probably take her under her wing.
Probably.
To mold and to mentor.
Can you just imagine? I loved your Insta the other day.
Ellen told her audience yesterday that after 16 years of doing the show.
Has it been 16 years?
16 years.
Wow. Wow. The world is spinning too fast.
I'm telling you.
Let me off.
Now, some might think, it's time for a break, Ellen. But that break's now about 3 years and several million dollars away. Yeah.
Right. Several million. Yeah.
Yeah, especially since she's reportedly getting an even bigger piece of the ownership pie.
Oh, really?
From who near her new contract.
You know what? It's interesting. I would think that she's an executive producer. She probably owns quite a bit of that show already.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But good for her. Good for Ellen. You know what? I mean... Ellen is probably, I think, the quintessential talk show host now that we don't have Oprah anymore.
You know? Oprah was different.
Oh, yeah, Oprah was different. Oprah
it
wasn't...
It was all heartsy-feely and
stuff. Well, and I think that she was more from a standpoint of less celebrity and more, you know, empowerment. And not that Ellen's not about empowerment, you know?
But it's done in a fun, fun way.
There was no dancing on Oprah.
Only
Oprah would dance once in a while, but Ellen dances every damn day.
But does Ellen give away cars?
Ellen does give away a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's
true. Which is why it's really hard to get tickets.
Yeah.
We got to try and get tickets to Ellen, and then we can, come and talk about it the next day on radio.
I've actually tried. I don't even get a response.
Hmm.
I just don't get any tickets. Well, speaking of Jada Pinkett Smith, because God knows we don't do that enough.
God.
She and her family attended the premiere of the new Disney live-action Aladdin.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I can't sing.
No singing. There will be no singing.
Because Will Smith.
Yeah.
The genie.
I've seen trailers. He looks good.
You know, he does look good, and you can't compare him to Robin Williams.
No, this has to be different, and I think they waited an awful long time to be able to do this. There was talk, I've heard this, that they had enough outtakes from Robin Williams doing the first Aladdin.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
That actually could have culled together an entire movie. And, I mean, who would they have got to play the genie with Robin Williams' voice? I mean, you know.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah. Well, they could have CGI'd it. They could have, they could have. Because, I mean, there's a certain amount of CGI in this movie, too. You know, Will Smith does have legs in real life. So, the genie does
kind of long ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
The genie is just a cloud. Yeah.
Well, to obviously upstage her husband. Or some might say to support. I don't know.
It's Jada Pinkett Smith. Come on. She's going to chew up every scene she's in. Probably does it at the supermarket with him. It's like, come on.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, she wore the genie.
Did she really?
Well, her outfit was bright blue, Arabian style pants.
Oh, man.
She quite stood out naturally from
her
family.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
Including Will, like a blue thumb.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Them.
I haven't seen that. I mean, I've seen trailers for it, but so far, Aladdin and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything that just blew me away yet, like Cinderella or
you know what,
or Beauty and the Beast or something. Like
you know
that.
What? There's enough from what I've seen. I've seen a couple of trailers. There's enough of the familial from the original. I mean, they're going to sing some of the same songs, but they've added a new song.
Okay.
Jasmine's a little more empowered,
naturally.
Obviously, sure.
Yes.
But they still do a magic carpet ride of the whole new world, and actually went to a 8-minute sneak preview at Disneyland about a month ago, and it was really wonderful. You know,
I'm sure it's gonna be fantastic, and I'm sure Will Smith does.
No, he was great.
I love Will Smith. Yeah. I think he's great.
He was a cross between Will Smith and the genie. I mean, he was just great,
which will be good. Yeah. I think Will Smith could have been far more better as Will Smith if he hadn't married someone else.
Both Aladdin and Jasmine are very pretty people.
Yes, they are.
Very pretty people. They're going to have good-looking kids someday. Tell you what.
And is there an Abu?
There is an Abu. Voiced, by the way, here's a little something extra for you. Voiced by the same guy who voiced the original Abu.
Oh, cool.
Which is Frank Welker, who did the voice of Scooby-Doo. Scrappy-Doo, not Scooby. And a bunch of other. He's still around. He's still doing cartoon voices.
Awesome.
So
okay.
Abu, though a CGI monkey, will still be the same voice, which is kind of cool.
And who plays the bad guy?
Jafar. You know what? I should know this, but
who
I don't.
Who plays Jafar?
He looks different. He doesn't. They can't make anybody look like that.
You can't make anybody look like that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the big one is Lion King. Lion King, live action-ish, CGI-ish. Will be coming out in July, and Mufasa being played once again by James Earl Jones.
I know, but that's sad.
Yeah. It is kind of sad.
Part.
The whole thing's sad. Yeah, the whole Mufasa thing's sad.
Yeah.
You know who's not a big scene chewer?
Yes, she is.
No, she's not. She's not really. Halle Berry's not a scene chewer like Jada Pinkett, so I just thought I'd pass that along.
Just thought you'd toss that out there innocently.
We're out of here. Back tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.